You're listening to Business English Pod, the Business English podcast for professionals on the move.
Business travelers can't always get where they need to go by catching a plane or taking a taxi. Sometimes we need our own means of transport, and that usually means renting a car. So in this episode, we'll cover language you can use when choosing a car, discussing features, and clarifying insurance options. In the last episode, we met Ernesto Salvador and Alan Chan, who have just finished attending a training program sponsored by their company in Boston. They've just arrived now at Logan Airport, where they need to rent a car for their upcoming trip to New Haven. As you listen, try and answer the following questions. The answers will be posted in a few days on our website at www.businessenglishpod.com. 1. What kind of car would Ernesto prefer? 2. What features are standard on all Beavis cars? 3. Why does Ernesto not need extra insurance?
Welcome to Beavis Rent-A-Car. My name's George. How can I help you this lovely morning?
Morning, George. We'd like to rent a car for a 4-day trip to New Haven.
You've come to the right place. We have a very comprehensive range. What kind of car would you like?
I'm not too sure. What's available?
Well, we have a winter special on SUVs and 4x4s. It can get icy on these roads this time of year. And we have a fantastic selection of GM compacts and standards if you're on a budget.
An SUV would be great. Or what about a convertible?
Whoa, Ernesto. If we get a convertible, it's going on your card. Let's see what Freddie says when you submit that expense report.
All right. Just don't get a compact like last time.
Okay, George. We'll be fine with a standard 4-door. What options do you have with those?
All Beavis vehicles include automatic transmission and air conditioning. Our standard model is a Ford Taurus that comes fully loaded with power steering, ABS, and an FM radio. But I'm guessing you'll also want satellite radio and GPS? It's an awfully long way to New Haven.
No, I think we'll do fine with a map. Thanks.
Okay. And who'll be driving?
I will. Alan's from Hong Kong. He has no idea which side of the road to drive on.
I see. And may I have your name, sir?
Certainly. It's Ernesto Salvador. Here's my international driver's permit and my driver's license.
Okay. Let me just jot that down. Our standard mileage allowance is 500 miles per day, so you won't need to worry about extra charges for a trip to New Haven. But what about a collision damage waiver? As I said, it can get icy on those roads.
That's not a bad idea. You should see how this guy drives.
Hold on. My credit card gives me collision insurance with no deductible. So let's skip the waiver and just put it on my card.
Okay. Just sign here and we'll get you fixed up in no time.
Well, now our friends have their car, and they're all set for the trip to New Haven. Let's go back through the dialogue and look at the language used to describe different types of vehicles and options. After the customary greetings, Alan gets straight down to business.
Morning, George. We'd like to rent a car for a 4-day trip to New Haven.
You've come to the right place. We have a very comprehensive range. What kind of car would you like?
When renting a car, it's always a good idea to let the representative know your basic requirements. The rental firm will need to know, for example, how long you need the vehicle for, how far you'll be traveling, and the number of passengers, etc. What else might you be asked for when you go to rent a car? Let's listen to a few more examples.
How long will you be needing the vehicle for, sir?
Will that be just for the day, or can I interest you in our weekly deals?
How far will you be traveling?
What do you have that will accommodate 5 passengers?
I'm going to be carrying a lot of samples. I'll need plenty of luggage space.
It's worth noting that in English, unlike most other European languages, the word luggage is uncountable, so there is no plural form of the noun. This is also true of baggage, another word commonly used to describe luggage. Following up on George's statement that Beavis has a comprehensive or wide range of vehicles, Alan asks what options are available.
I'm not too sure. What's available?
Well, we have a winter special on SUVs and 4x4s. It can get icy on these roads this time of year. And we have a fantastic selection of GM compacts and standards if you're on a budget.
As a skilled salesman, George first lets our friends know about the special offer Beavis has on SUVs and 4x4s. These are larger vehicles that usually cost more to rent. An SUV or sport utility vehicle is a large car built on the framework of a light truck. SUVs are popular in some countries because of their size and high profile, but they can be expensive and use a lot of fuel. A 4x4, or four-wheel drive, is similar to an SUV, but all four wheels receive power directly from the engine, making them easier to control in difficult conditions. Onesto sounds interested, even asking about a convertible, which is a car with a roof that can be folded back. Convertibles are popular for holiday travel, but not really a good idea for business trips.
Whoa, Onesto, if we get a convertible, it's going on your card. Let's see what Freddy says when you submit that expense report.
All right. Just don't get a compact like last time.
Perhaps a convertible is not the best option for this trip, but the last thing Onesto wants to drive is a compact. While not very popular in the U.S., compact cars are the smallest type of vehicle available and have the advantage of being very fuel efficient, meaning they can travel for longer distances on less fuel than regular size vehicles.
Okay, George, we'll be fine with a standard four-door.
Alan is a little more budget-conscious, choosing a normal or standard four-door model. These are medium-sized cars with front and rear doors. As George mentioned earlier, Beavis has a comprehensive range of vehicles. Here's a few more examples of the cars you might find at the rental agency.
If you're going off-road, you'll be needing an SUV.
The weather forecast's great for the next few days. How about a convertible?
Our most economical model is the subcompact.
5 passengers. I think a minivan would be most comfortable.
The standard size is the most popular and is available in 2- and 4-door models.
Well, if luggage space is an issue, why not check out the station wagon?
In the first example, to go off-road means to drive across fields or mountains on unpaved or dirt roads. A minivan is a cross between a van and an SUV, designed to carry up to 8 people in comfort. These types of vehicles are now very popular, especially for large families. Finally, a station wagon is a car with an extended rear section to allow more luggage or items to be stored in the vehicle. George goes on to explain the standard features of Beavis cars.
All Beavis vehicles include automatic transmission and air conditioning.
A car with automatic transmission is one that shifts or changes gear automatically as its speed changes. Cars with manual transmissions, which are usually cheaper and use less fuel, require the driver to shift the gears by hand or manually. George goes on to say that the standard model Alan has chosen comes fully loaded or equipped with lots of extras.
Our standard model is a Ford Taurus that comes fully loaded with power steering, ABS, and an FM radio. But I'm guessing you'll also want satellite radio and GPS?
A standard model is an average-sized car suitable for the typical driver and 2 or 3 passengers. George recommends the Ford Taurus, a popular U.S. model which comes fully loaded or fully equipped with extra features to make driving more comfortable. For detailed explanations of all the extras George mentions, you can check the study notes for this episode. Now, let's listen to some more examples of the standard features and extras that are typically available on rental cars.
All our cars are automatic and are equipped with AC.
Well, a radio is a standard feature, but for a small extra charge, you can have XM Digital.
Our luxury models come fully loaded with power steering, ABS, and personalized heating.
With our executive package, you can get GPS and an emergency tracking system.
In the first example, AC is short for air conditioning. Next, George needs to know who will be driving the car, so he can note down the license details. After making a little joke about Alan driving on the wrong side of the road, because he's from Hong Kong, Ernesto gives George both his international driver's permit and his locally issued Filipino driver's license.
Certainly. It's Ernesto Salvador. Here's my international driver's permit and my driver's license.
In most countries, foreign drivers are required to present both their international driver's permit and a valid local driver's license when renting a car. Some countries, such as European Union countries, have a reciprocal agreement or special arrangement to accept each other's licenses. In the USA, the named driver must be over 25 years of age with a clean driving record. The license should be free of endorsements or penalty points for such offenses as driving while drunk or driving too fast. What else might you want to discuss when presenting your license?
Ah, this is an international driver's permit. I'll need your original local license also.
An EU license. That'll be fine, sir. We have a reciprocal agreement.
Will there be additional drivers?
I'm sorry, sir. We can't accept a license with endorsements.
Whilst George makes a note or jots down Ernesto's details, he mentions the company's mileage allowance.
Our standard mileage allowance is 500 miles per day, so you won't need to worry about extra charges for a trip to New Haven.
Most rental firms allow the car to drive a certain number of miles each day. This is known as the mileage allowance. Beavis Rentals have a daily mileage allowance of 500 miles. So for a four-day rental, Alan and Ernesto can drive a maximum of 2,000 miles before they will have to pay any extra charges. Alternatively, you may opt for an unlimited mileage package, which may be cheaper if you're going to be traveling long distances, as there is no limit to the number of miles you can drive. Let's listen to some other expressions we can use to discuss mileage options.
Our standard package includes 500 miles per day.
And with the excess mileage charge, that's $260.23.
That's quite a long trip. It might be better for you to take out an unlimited mileage package.
The mileage is calculated for the whole rental period.
All rental deals include basic insurance cover. But George also points out that Beavis has an additional option.
But what about a collision damage waiver? As I said, it can get icy on those roads.
To waive a fee or expense means to allow someone not to pay for it. So the waiver is really a type of collision insurance. If the car is damaged in an accident, the waiver will allow the driver to avoid all the costs of any repairs. But Ernesto remembers his credit card automatically provides insurance cover.
Hold on. My credit card gives me collision insurance with no deductible. So let's skip the waiver and just put it on my card.
An insurance policy with a deductible requires the buyer to pay a certain amount himself before receiving any benefits. Since Ernesto's credit card gives him insurance with no deductible, he doesn't need the waiver from Beavis. If you're concerned about what is covered by the insurance policy, you may wish to ask,
does this policy cover medical expenses?
Will I lose my deposit if the other driver's at fault?
Is your insurance policy fully comprehensive or collision only?
What's the limit on contents insurance?
A fully comprehensive insurance policy is one that covers the car against accidental damage, loss, or damage caused by fire or theft, and provides cover for injury or damage you may cause to others. Okay, now it's your turn to practice. Let's get started with a few questions we might ask when we're renting a car. You will hear a series of questions, followed by a prompt of two or three words. Answer the question using the words in the prompt. For example, you are in the car rental office and the clerk says,
"We have a very comprehensive range. What kind of car would you like?"
Prompt: Options available.
You should say,
Example answer: What options do you have available?
All right, let's try a few more examples. We'll play example answers at the end of the practice.
What size of vehicle would you prefer?
Prompt: Not want, too large, compact.
What kind of car do you normally drive?
Prompt: Automatic transmission. What I'd prefer.
Do you want insurance?
Prompt: No. Credit card. Covers.
Are you interested in any of our additional options?
Prompt: GPS, air conditioning.
How did that go? Let's listen to some example answers.
What size of vehicle would you prefer?
Prompt: Not want, too large, compact.
Example answer: I don't want anything too large. Do you have a compact?
What kind of car do you normally drive?
Prompt: Automatic transmission. What I'd prefer.
Example answer: I'm used to driving cars with automatic transmission, so that's what I'd prefer.
Do you want insurance?
Prompt: No. Credit card. Covers.
Example answer: No thanks, my credit card covers insurance.
Are you interested in any of our additional options?
Prompt: GPS. Air conditioning.
Example answer: GPS would be good, and we definitely need air conditioning.
Now, let's practice some of the vocabulary we've covered today. You'll hear a series of sentences with a word replaced with a beep. Repeat the whole sentence, but say the missing word. For example, if you hear,
Car will use a lot less fuel.
You should say,
Answer: A subcompact car will use a lot less fuel.
We'll play an example answer after each exercise. Are you ready? Let's begin.
The weather forecast is great for the next few days. How about we get a... Answer: The weather forecast is great for the next few days. How about we get a convertible?
You must be over 25 and hold a... driver's license. Answer: You must be over 25 and hold a valid driver's license.
If you're making a long journey, perhaps you'd like our unlimited package. Answer. If you're making a long journey, perhaps you'd like our unlimited mileage package.
Is the insurance fully or collision only? Answer. Is the insurance fully comprehensive or collision only?
So now we're all set to rent that car. You should now be able to ask about available options, including vehicle type, standard and extra features, and we're now a little more familiar with the vocabulary we use. To describe them. Additionally, we covered the procedure and documents required to rent a car. Remember to check out the study notes for this and other episodes on the website. Take a free trial or sign up as a premium member to get access to the hundreds of study notes, quizzes, and language activities in the Learning Center. All that's at www.businessenglishpod.com. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.
Want to get more out of Business English Pod? Then go to www.businessenglishpod.com and sign up as a premium member. Premium members can access detailed study notes and the new phrase cast to practice all the useful language we featured today.